Hello, Kenneth Vanderhorst here. Welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Each week, I chat with a guest about which songs they would have on their playlist if they were to spend a season in a remote cabin here in the Bulkley Valley. I hope you enjoy today's show on CICK, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9. This station broadcasts from unceded Kasia territory of the Ginnamdun Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Hello again, and welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist here at CICK Radio. I'm your host, Kenneth Vanderhorst, and this week my guest is Honourable Member of Parliament, Taylor Bachrach. He's represented the riding of Skeena-Bulkley Valley since 2019. Before federal politics, Taylor established a communications business and served as a local leader in Northwest BC, first as a municipal councillor for the village of Telqua, and then 8 years as mayor of the town of Smithers. Born in a cabin east of McBride and raised in the small community of Dunster, Taylor is a true-blood northern BCer. He and his wife Michelle have two daughters and make their home here in Smithers. A passionate advocate for cycling, Taylor can, on special occasion, be seen high-flying on his penny farthing, sporting a bow tie and a bowler hat. When home and when finding the time, he also plays recreational hockey and recently completed another five-day solo canoe trip from here to Terrace, paddling first the Bulkley and then the Skeena River, keeping water travel in his repertoire of going from point A to point B, along with flying and even railroading as a member of Parliament. So welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist, Taylor.
Good to be with you, Ken.
Yeah, glad to have you. Well, tell us about the role of music in your life.
The role of music. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't consider myself an audiophile. I love music, but you know, there are folks out there who their whole life revolves around music. I'm not one of those people, but you know, I really enjoy music. It's always been a part of my life in some way. These days I drive a lot, and so finding music for the road is, you know, I get stuck in ruts occasionally, and I just drove all the way from Smithers up to Atlin. And
oh, so long trip.
Lots of time to get reacquainted with some tunes. Yeah, so music. Going back, you know, my parents both loved music. My dad raised me on American folk music and country music, the great Hank Williams. He was also a classical music aficionado, and as was my mom.
Oh, wow. So quite a wide range.
Yeah, yeah. So I was thinking about that when I chose these songs and a few favorites in there. It's a very personal challenge, this picking seven songs that you feel define, you know, who you are.
Yeah, that's right. You've sounds like you got a wide range of musical loves, and this is a challenge for you because I'm going to be sending you to a remote cabin somewhere here in the Bulkley Valley, and you only get seven songs to take with you because it'll be isolated. There'll be very little technology there. The device that you have is very rudimentary, and so only seven songs on that list. Tell us about your first song. Which one is it?
So this is a song that makes me think of my dad. And my dad worked all his working years as a logger, and mostly in the Robson Valley. And at one point, this song brings me back to a very specific moment. And I think it was my 16th or 17th birthday. And on my birthday, he asked me if I could drive out with him to this remote logging block in the middle of nowhere up the Morkill Valley, which is a tributary west of McBride.
Okay.
And help him drag a non-functional pickup truck out of the bush.
Oh, wow.
Towing it with his other pickup truck, and he needed someone to steer the one that was being towed. And of course, this was promised to take a couple of hours, and it ended up taking all day and into the night, and I ended up missing my birthday dinner. But in the cab of that yellow Chevy early 80s pickup truck was this tape by Randy Travis. And so folks might be surprised that I have a soft spot for country music. But this is one of the songs that makes me think of my dad, and it's also one of my karaoke go-tos. So there you go.
Awesome. Deeper Than the Holler by Randy Travis.
I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than
the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
Randy Travis, Deeper Than the Holler, Taylor's first pick here on Canadian Cabin Fever playlist. Randy Travis out of North Carolina. Well, speaking of geography, Taylor, you're from east of here, as I said in your intro. When did you first get to the Bulkley Valley?
Yeah, my family and I moved here in, I want to say, 2005. And we were living most recently in Victoria. That's where I went to university and where I met my wife. And we had a baby and we were living in James Bay. And I really wanted to get back to the mountains. And being from a small town, I wanted my kids to have the kind of upbringing that I had. And so we started looking around for a little mountain town that would have, you know, have what we wanted, a great community and lots of outdoor recreation and arts and culture. And looking around, we looked at all the usual suspects down in kind of southeast BC, south central BC. And then at some point, Smithers came up, and I think we were downtown Victoria. There was Narnia Farms used to have a store on Johnson Street in Victoria.
Wow. Okay.
And we went in there one day on a Saturday and picked up Northward Magazine, which was a magazine produced for a long time out of Smithers, and brought it home. And I started looking at it. This Smithers place looks really cool. And so I went online and looked at jobs. There were three nursing jobs, and there was someone looking for a web designer. And I'd been teaching myself to build websites in my spare time. And I phoned this woman up and had an interview. And then we packed the U-Haul with my 17-foot canoe and our houseplants and our six-month-old. And the rest is history, almost 20 years.
What do you really appreciate about living in the valley?
Yeah, there's a few things. I really love the town. It's a great town. It's full of pretty diverse people who think different ways and have different lives. And the thing that brings people together is everyone wants to live here. Mm-hmm. And I think that makes for a really interesting community to live in. So I love that, and I love the landscape. It's the landscape of the Northwest, and especially the valley here is, after 20 years, it's a big part of me, and I love getting out in it and paddling and skiing and, you know, biking and all those kinds of things. And, you know, I don't see myself leaving anytime soon.
I was saying in the intro, one of the things that a number of us locals notice about you is your love for cycling, and I mentioned your penny farthing. Tell us more about that.
I've come to be associated with this penny farthing. It actually isn't mine. It belongs to Scott Atchison.
Okay.
And I have I borrowed it, and then it became a bit of a long-term loan, and I've since given it back because I think he and I are the only two folks who know how to ride it. But yeah, he was generous enough to lend it to me for the Fall Fair Parade. And
for those who may not be familiar with a penny farthing, or a high flyer as it's also called, it's one of those bicycles with that huge front tire. How do you get on and off of that thing?
Yeah, it's a bit of a trick, actually. You put your foot up on this little step on the back, and then you scooter the thing with your other foot. You push with your other foot and get it moving, get some momentum. And once it's got enough, you know, of that gyroscope effect, then you quickly climb up, kind of launch yourself onto the top of the bike and try to find the pedals with your feet. But I do love bicycles in general. I think they're a wonderful way to get around. And thinking about community and how people move around, how we create healthy communities and opportunities for people to move their bodies, bicycles are a great way to do that.
Well, we've led our listeners here quite nicely into your second song. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so this is a song by Mark Perry, the Bard of the Bulkley Valley. When my daughter Ella was, she must have been 7 years old, she had to do a project for her class at St. Joseph's School. She had to do an instructional video of some type. And at that point, we'd taught her how to ride around town safely on a bicycle. And so I suggested that she make a video about how to bike safely around Smithers. And she made the cutest little video. We still have it. And Mark was generous enough to allow her to use his bicycle song as the soundtrack for that video.
Okay.
So this is the setup. Mark Perry singing about how great bicycles are.
Well, a pedal comes up when you push a pedal down, and a bicycle wheel goes spinning around. Hey, it's a good way to move. Well, it's a simple principle, it's been working for years, and I can feel the wind whistle by my ears. This must be freedom. Bicycles cover ground, and bicycles are a good way to get around. Now look at that kitty, he's going for broke. He's got a baseball car stuck in his spokes. He's making noise, and his wheels are turning. Well, it feels pretty good to be gone like that when life's biggest worry is a flat tire. Bicycles cover ground, and bicycles are a good way to get around. Well, in Montreal, we rode the old canal. All those run-down buildings with stories to tell. Now I'm back home, and I'm on a dirt road. And for a second or two, I'm 10 years old. And I'm moving right along. Hey, I'm moving right along. On my bicycle. Bicycles cover ground, and bicycles are a good way to get around. Well, a pedal comes up when you push a pedal down, and a bicycle wheel goes spinning around. This must be freedom.
Mark Perry with Bicycle Song. I love what the Prince George Citizen said about Mark Perry. New Jersey has Springsteen. New York has Billy Joel. Northern BC has Mark Perry. So thanks for your second selection there, Taylor. Tell us a little bit about family life.
Yeah, we're at a really interesting stage right now because the girls are getting older. Ella's turning 20 this year and Maddie is 17. And so it's like having four adults in the house and we're all kind of living together as, you know, sometimes it feels like roommates. I have an incredibly supportive family. This role that I'm in is pretty strenuous, representing a riding the size of Poland. And yeah, my family is incredibly patient with me and supportive. And, you know, we've been doing this political thing for, since 2008. And so they're pretty used to it. They're pretty used to me doing all these different events and being out lots. Obviously, flying back and forth to Ottawa is a pretty new experience, but, you know, we're adjusting to that as well. But no, family life is good.
That's encouraging to hear. Your predecessor, Nathan Collin, as he was finishing up his last term as MP, was saying that being a member of parliament can be really difficult for families. And I've been alarmed at what security in Ottawa is saying about what's happening for our politicians, that there's increased security risks for our politicians. How do you see that? How has that maybe affected how you look at your work and the role that you play as a father and a husband as well?
The way that I approach this role, I try not to have, you know, too many hard boundaries between what's personal and what's part of the role, especially being a member of a community. Certainly when I was mayor, I'm also a neighbor, I'm a resident, and so it can be hard to really distinguish and draw hard lines between where the job starts and where it stops. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember during my time as mayor, there was one contentious issue and I just invited people from different perspectives on the issue over to my house for coffee. And, you know, I think there are limits to that. But we're very fortunate in the North because there isn't, you know, there's more familiarity. I think people are generally more respectful. Political representatives aren't seen as being as distant, but obviously safety is paramount. So,
right.
You know, it's sad that it's gotten to that point. And, you know, I think we can all play a role in making it better.
Tell us now about your third song.
Growing up, my dad sang to us as little kids. He'd sing when, you know, he was putting us to sleep. And so singing was always a part of our household. And it's something that I wanted to give to my kids too. And so from a very young age, both Michelle and I would sing to our daughters when we were putting them to sleep. And it became, you know, it became a big part of our kind of memories as a young family. And then we'd sing other times too, sing when we're in the canoe. We grew up doing a lot of canoeing with the girls, and sometimes to keep things entertaining, you strike up a song. And this is one of the songs that is great to sing when you're out in a canoe.
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from the Davis Strait is there 'twas said to lie, the sea route to the Orient for which so many died, seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones and a long forgotten lonely cairn of stones. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a northwest passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage over land in the footsteps of brave Kelso, where his sea of flowers began. Watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again. This tardiest explorer, driving hard across the plain. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson, and the rest, who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea.
Northwest Passage, that's by Stan Rogers, the late Stan Rogers, as you were saying earlier. Well, we're at that stage in our episode today where we do a shout out to our sponsors. We have a number of them, and today we're just going to highlight Classic Sanitary. They're over there on, I believe, on Broadway Avenue, and they provide good service for the things that we need, whether we appreciate it or not. And I'm shouting out to Classic Sanitary because they help us clean up our messes. There's something political about that, or at least there's the crossover there. That's right. And we appreciate everybody that takes care of things that at times other people do not want to. Well, Taylor, one of the things I mentioned too is railroading. And you had quite the adventure this past Christmas, Take. And you came back from Ottawa and you intentionally chose to come by via rail. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so I've been working as the NDP's transport critic for 5 years now, talking about all forms of transportation and looking at how Canadians move around and what role the federal government can play in that. And unfortunately, Canada's really fallen behind when it comes to developing our rail network. If you look around the world, most of our global peers are doing much better. So I wanted to hop on Via Rail and experience what passenger rail is like in Canada in 2024, mm-hmm. and to talk to people along the way about, you know, the potential of rail as a mainstream transportation option. We're at a pretty interesting time because Via Rail is really struggling in some ways. Mm. They struggle to maintain a consistent schedule, and if you can't maintain a dependable schedule, then fewer people are going to ride the service.
Right.
And at the same time, the federal government is talking about investing in a dedicated passenger rail line between Toronto and Quebec City. So this would be a tens of billions of dollar investment in the most populated corridor in the country.
Okay.
Huge potential. A project like that could be really tremendous. Unfortunately, they want to privatize it. Mm-hmm. And my big concern is that because that corridor contributes about 95% of Via Rail's revenue currently, paid by passengers. So if you privatize that corridor, Via Rail is going to be tasked with operating these long-distance routes in sparsely populated parts of the country with a fraction of the revenue.
I see.
And so we've really been pushing, you know, saying, yes, let's invest in new passenger rail service and infrastructure on that corridor, but let's do it using Via Rail as the mechanism. and build up the public passenger rail provider. And then hopefully VIA can provide better service in the rest of Canada. And, okay. You know, I could talk for hours about this, but you wanted to know about the train trip. So anyway, so I took the train. I took it from Toronto to Smithers.
Okay.
I think it took me 5.5 days. I stopped off at my mom's in Dunster for an early Christmas dinner. So that, took a little bit of time. I was there for 2 days.
One of the things that I've heard from people who have a love and appreciation for the New Democratic Party is that the NDP may not be staying true to its roots. What do you think of that thought?
To talk about that, you have to understand what the roots of the NDP are. And, you know, going back to Tommy Douglas, the leader of the party, and the values and the ideas that brought people together at the very beginning. And those were, you know, they were ideas about ensuring that everyone has access to a good life. Mm-hmm. That they have the dignity of things like basic health care. We're at our best when we help each other, when we lift each other up, mm-hmm. And that we have a huge capacity to do that as a country.
I think the sentiment that I heard, the context for it is that the New Democratic Party has an agreement with the Liberal Party, the ruling Liberals, in a minority government, and that partnership has caused it to lose its way. How would you respond to that assessment?
You know, we're a party right now with 25 seats in a minority parliament. And if you look at the arc of Canadian history and Canadian parliaments, I think one of the periods of time when parliament passed the really iconic legislation that has become a big part of who we are as a country was in a minority parliament when parties worked together. The Liberal Party under Pearson and the NDP under Tommy Douglas. And so after 2021, when the NDP found itself with the balance of power, we saw an opportunity to do that. Now, it comes with some big challenges, right?
Sure.
And I really got into this to get stuff done, to do something productive with the time, not just to criticize, but to propose ideas, to propose solutions. And here was an opportunity to bring in some policies and some programs that we've been talking about as a party for a long, long time. And, you know, the challenge is that to do that, you have to work with a party that you don't always agree with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it brings me back to my time as mayor, because when I first won the election in 2011 and became mayor, I joined a council that was mostly incumbents and people who came from all sorts of different perspectives. And so as much as you would like to sort of run the table with your set of ideas, that's not what it's about. Mm. It's about sitting down together, trying to identify what our shared values are and trying to find, things we can work on together that make people's lives better. And so I guess I see this current scenario in a minority as a scaled up version of that, where you got to kind of take the bad with the good. Mm-hmm. You can still hold them to account, and we do that every day in the House of Commons. But this idea of trying to work together across party lines to get things done that I think make us stronger as a country, and not everyone agrees, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a really interesting experience. Obviously, comes with some pitfalls, and I've heard the same kind of feedback from folks. So.
Yeah,
it's a work in progress.
Well, really appreciate your willingness to think out loud about some things political as we otherwise sit here and just enjoy some music and talk about Canadian life and life in the Valley. Well, let's go to your fourth song now. And this one surprises me a little bit. What's your fourth selection?
I think we're going to the Beastie Boys next.
Beastie Boys.
Is that right?
It is the Beastie Boys.
And like, I'm not a huge, like, it's not been a huge part of my life, but there was a period in my teens when I did a lot of snowboarding. My friends and I would go to Jasper on the weekends, and it was right around the time that the Beastie Boys came out with this album, and this song brings me back to that time in my teenage years when feeling rebellious and trying to break out a little bit.
I'm a sinner, straight this water came. I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner.
Well, that was Beastie Boys with Sabotage. Thank you, Taylor, for that throwback to some of your younger days. You were saying that you would go skiing with your buds and Jasper. Tell us more about what you like to do for a good time. We've talked about politics and family life. How do you take care of yourself?
Ken, getting out in nature is really the thing that fills my cup. Lately, it's been paddling rivers and paddling the Bulkley River and just paddled down the Skeena River from Kispioch's rodeo grounds down to Terrace. So okay. Down the Kispioch's River into the Skeena and then down the Skeena all the way to Terrace.
Correction
and,
there. It wasn't from Smithers to Terrace. It was Kispioch's.
I have paddled the section from Smithers to Hazelton as well. There's quite a rapid through the Bulkley Canyon that's a bit spicy for canoeing.
I see.
But people have done it. Yeah, getting out on rivers and getting out in the mountains, backcountry skiing, just, you know, this is an incredible place we live in, and that's really what fills my cup and reconnects me, grounds me, and lets me get back out there and talk to thousands of people.
Oh, sweet. So along the way from Kispioch to Terrace, you did step out of the river from time to time, connect with people?
Yeah, the neat thing about that stretch of river is that there's 7 or 8 villages along the way that are really connected to the river. And so this trip is a chance. It's not just a wilderness trip. It's not just getting out in nature. It's also about connecting with people about the river at a time when the sockeye are coming up the river and so many people are out on the riverbank. You've got First Nations folks out there checking their nets. You've got people angling along the shore. And it's a really neat time to show up in a different context. You know, I go to a lot of meetings under fluorescent lights. And it's a different conversation when you're able to be out there on the river. And I come away from it just with a bit of a vignette in my head of all these communities that rely on the river and thinking about how we can do a better job as stewards of the place. It was a neat trip. Also neat to be by myself for long stretches. I'm not by myself very much.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, getting used to my own company. And I find that my senses are more turned on when, you know, I'm out there by myself and there's no distractions. There's no cell service for a good chunk of that trip. And
sweet.
So you just start to pay attention to different things. And it changes every year. I've done it 3 times now, and it's a little bit different each time.
Well, nice that you could get those 5 days in. I'm sure that helps you charge your batteries, and that gives me confidence that when I send you away to this isolated cabin for a season, you're going to be able to handle it just fine.
Should be all right. I think I would be okay. Although I love being around people. That's what I love about this role as Member of Parliament, is you get to constantly be around people and interacting with folks. So I don't know how long I could be in that little cabin before I went looking for some, you know, social stimulus, but that's how it goes.
All right. Well, we'll be sending you there for a season. What's your 5th song?
Bob Dylan. I think he's one of the great songwriters of our time, an incredible musician and poet. And this is one of the songs that I would sing to our kids when they were going to bed. This is a song called Buckets of Rain.
Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, got all them buckets coming out of my ears, buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand. Like an oak, I've seen pretty people disappear like smoke. Friends will arrive, friends will disappear. If you want me, honey, baby, I'll be here. Look at me. Everything about you is bringing me misery. Little red wagon, little red bike. I ain't no monkey, but I know what I like. I like the way you love me strong and slow. I'm taking you with me, honey, baby, when I go. Life is a bust. All you can do is do what you must. You do what you must do, and you do it well. I do it for you, honey, baby, can't you tell?
Rain by Bob Dylan. Thanks, Taylor, for your fifth selection there. Happens to be the favorite song of actress Julia Roberts, from what I understand. And
there you go.
So Bob Dylan, such a vintage song. One of the things that music does, and certainly music by Bob Dylan, you can tell that's a man who has his passions and his perspectives. What are things that you'd like to see changed, maybe in this valley, maybe in our world? What is it that you're really passionate about?
One of the biggest ones is the instability of the climate and the fact that that's going to continue to create tough situations. Yeah. You know, we saw that in the heat dome from last year when 600 people in British Columbia died from heat exposure. You've seen it, you know, in the wildfires, in the flooding. Extreme weather is going to really shape our experience in Canada and around the world. And so trying to come to grips with that and do what we can, both to adapt to the change that we know is unavoidable and try to think long term, try to think 100 years down the road, 50 years down the road. A lot of our politics is based on 4-year election cycles. And, you know, I like the idea of being able to think a little bit more long term. And if we want to give our grandkids the kind of life, the kind of good life that we've enjoyed, we have to make some changes. I think it's becoming more clear to more and more people. But at the same time, the status quo always has a lot of inertia.
I was going to say, what do you think are the barriers towards us being able to have that longer term vision?
Well, there are a lot of people that are heavily invested in the status quo. When you try to change the system, even if long term you're heading towards a place that's going to be better for a lot of people, there's pushback from people that benefit in the short term from keeping things the way they are. And that's always been the way that it is. I don't expect it'll ever change, but often that's the tension that we see in politics. You know, it's such an important conversation. And in many ways, I feel like a conservative, a small C conservative. You know, if you look at the root of the word, conservatism is about kind of about keeping things the way that they have been. And I think in some ways, there are some aspects of the way that things have been that I would love to keep in the future. I'd love to see, you know, all 5 species of wild salmon swimming up our rivers. Like I said, I'd love for my kids to enjoy a stable climate and the kind of environment surrounded by nature and functioning ecosystems, the kind of things that I've been able to enjoy and benefit from. And at the same time, there's change that's needed, right? So that's the whole challenge in a nutshell.
Let's get to your sixth song now, your second last song. Which one is that?
Yeah, so this song, this is by a songwriter from the Northwest, and it kind of relates to protecting this place that we all love. when I first moved to the Valley with Michelle and Ella, Maddie wasn't around yet. This was 2005, 2006. I heard that a group of Indigenous elders were about to block an access road up in northern BC, up Highway 37, and it was something. I was new to the area. I didn't know much about it, but I thought, well, maybe I'll take a spin up there and bear witness to what's going on, try to understand. And so I hopped in my little 1987 Toyota Tercel hatchback all by myself and headed up Highway 37, got to Mezi'aden, and there's a sign that says Alaska, and then another sign that says Alaska Highway, and they're pointing in different directions. And those both sounded to me like kind of the same thing. So I ended up taking a bit of a detour into Stewart and then finally got back on track and drove up to Iskut, which is a little Tahltan community just this side of Dees Lake. And these grandmothers from Iskut, these Tahltan grandmothers, were taking this very courageous stand and blocking access to this area that is the shared birthplace of the Skeena and the Nass and the Stikine Rivers, this area up in northern BC that came to be known as the Sacred Headwaters. You know, again, they wanted their grandkids to be able to experience this area. It's where they hunted caribou. It's where a lot of their connection to the land was rooted. This song is, I think Rochelle wrote this and dedicated it to the Iskut elders. Rochelle Van Zanten from Francois Lake out by Burns Lake. She's a fantastic songwriter and slide guitar player. Used to be with a band called the Painting Daisies. And she wrote this song called Our Country. Yeah, about standing up for your home and about that tension between people from other places who see this landscape as a commodity and people who call this place their home who see it as just that. And so this song was a bit of an anthem for a while during some conflict over what we do about this bigger question, resources and development and ecosystems.
When you look up from the numbers on your paper, you might see Yaki Star pass you by. You might see it all pass you by.
Thank you.
Country by Rochelle Van Zanten. Well, Taylor, we've talked lots today about politics, about your role in it, your sense of the Bulkley Valley, your appreciation for it. What would you miss the most if you had to move away permanently from this valley?
What would I miss the most? Probably the people. You know, I talked a fair bit about the landscape, and, you know, that's a big part of our love for this place is the place itself, but it's the people that make it. Yeah, just having 20 years to build relationships and feel the connections that you can only really get in a small community. There are people out there who always seem to be searching for a new place to live, like somewhere that's going to give them everything they need, and sometimes never find it. And I think there's other people that, like, they put down roots quickly. You know, they're more kind of place-based. And I feel like that latter group is probably the one I fall into. And so, yeah, I would have a hard time moving away and retiring somewhere else where you don't have that the social connections and people that you've known for a long time and that you know really well, as acquaintances even, right? Not family and close friends, but just knowing who's around you, who you live with, who your neighbors are. That's a special thing.
We've got you rooted pretty deep here, which is good because I'm going to send you away to an isolated cabin. And we have a cabin that will face whatever mountain range in this valley you'd want to be looking at for the season that we have you in isolation. Which mountain range is that?
You've got tough questions, Ken. Man, you only get to pick one.
We only get one. We don't mess around here.
I think it would have to be the Babine Mountains. It's the view you see down the end of Main Street when you're facing towards the rail car. Yeah, the Babines, it's just sort of like a magical kingdom, the way they stand out in the distance there, you know, with the early morning sun lighting them up.
Our crew is working on it. They're setting up your cabin to face those Babine Mountains. Now, this rudimentary device that only allows for 7 songs, it does allow for a download that you get to take with you. So what do you want to take along? A show, a movie, a book?
Oh, really? There's two political TV shows that I really enjoyed. One is The West Wing, which is very American.
Right.
And was a classic. And there's another one called Borgen, which is a Danish TV show about a Danish prime minister holding together a coalition government. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. But I don't know if that's what I would bring. I'm going to have to get back to you, Ken. This is tough.
We're going to have those two things queued up. Maybe after our next song, you're going to be able to settle in on one of those. So tell us about your 7th and your final song.
As you might have gathered, I'm a bit of a nostalgic person. This song, yeah, it makes me think of different points in my life, and it's a nostalgic song. Maybe I'll just leave it at that. Emmylou Harris was a favorite of my parents. She has an incredible voice. I thought this song was written by Emmylou Harris, but it's apparently written by Steve Earle. And this version, if you've got the version I think you do, is a duet between the two of them.
That's right. Goodbye by Steve Earle and Emmylou Harris. Just too high.
most Novembers I break down and cry, 'cause I can't remember if we said goodbye. But I recall all of them nights down in Mexico, one place that I may never go. My life again. So I'm just off somewhere, or maybe just too high. But I can't remember if we said goodbye.
Goodbye by Emmylou Harris and Steve Earle, seventh and final selection. Taylor, well, before I send you away, you get to take a luxury item with you along to the cabin just so that it's just a little bit more palatable for you there. And what's that going to be?
I'm pretty hooked on coffee. I think it would have to be some sort of nice coffee-making system. And I'm imagining this cabin doesn't have power, so it'd have to be like a stovetop espresso maker of some kind. Something simple, but well-made, so it's going to last for... How many years am I at this cabin?
It's for a season. So
we leave
that intentionally vague, and I think we have in our repertoire a solar-powered coffee machine. And if we can go back to that one download, did you settle in on your download?
I'm going to have to mull that one over for a few weeks, Ken. High pressure.
Well,
you only get one.
We just looked into our media archives, and there is this special edition dual political thriller show, and it's Borgen and West Wing.
Oh, really?
Combination with all the episodes of those
two
put
together.
That might
be fun. It's pretty predictable for a politician to pick a political show, but maybe some kind of word game, or maybe I download like a chess app. I've been trying to get better at chess these days, playing it on the Air Canada entertainment system as I fly back and forth across the continent. So maybe a chess app.
Okay, it's going to be a chess app. Well, Taylor, it has been a lot of fun having you here with us on Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot, Ken. This is a real pleasure.
Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist is produced by me, Kenneth Vanderhorst, with the help of the good folks here at CICK Radio. The theme song is Summer Side of Life by legendary Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot. Taylor, hope you're enjoying your time away in isolation at your cabin. Thanks, listeners, for being here with us. And don't forget to enjoy the beautiful scenery and people you see all around you here in our beautiful Bulkley Valley. And if it's all-